Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
If you're complaining about your feet hurting, go look at somebody that doesn't have any feet. And just thank God that, praise God, your feet are hurting. Amen. You need to put things into perspective, but see, Elijah was way out of perspective. And that's what happens when you get into pride, when you get into self, and when you inflate yourself, boy, you go way up here, and then when that bubble bursts, you go just as low the other direction. And that's the reason most people's life is like a yo-yo, because it's based on you. You're inconsistent. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's consistent. If your life is based on Jesus, you'll be happy when things look bad, and you'll be blessed when things look good. You just are the same. But most of us are into ourselves. That's the reason we go up and down. Elijah was saying, I'm the only one. And you know what? This is when God had the wind and the fire come and the earthquake. And then he asked him this same question again. And in verse 13, it says, it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? That's the exact same question. Let me tell you, if God asks you a question and you answer it, and then he asks you the same question again, it's because you didn't answer it right the first time. Don't give the same answer. It's like he's giving you an ability to take this test over again. You flunked it the first time. This is a do-over. Don't put the same answer down. That's just simple. Amen. But Elijah answered him just exactly the same. Verse 14, and he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altar, slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Again, a lie, and he knew it was a lie. He may have felt it. Some people think, well, I know it's not true, but I feel it so strong, it's true to me. Just pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. Amen. I don't care how strongly you feel something. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Amen. Well, I don't feel like God loves me. I know that the Bible says he does, but I don't feel it. Pull your thumb out of your mouth and say, I don't care what I feel like. I'm basing my life on the fact that God loves me. People will say things like, well, God doesn't feel like he's within 100 miles of this place. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. He said where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. I don't care what you feel like, God's here. If you don't feel him, it's your feeler that's got the problems, not God. You need to base your life on what God's word says and not go by how you feel. But Elijah felt like he was the only one, and so it was real to him. You know how God responded? He let him take the test over. He gave him a retake. There was mercy. But when he missed it, look at what God said unto him. In verse 15, the Lord said unto him, go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, or however you say that name, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. He gave him three things to do. He was speaking to him in an audible voice. He says, go anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, go anoint Jehu to be king over Israel, and go anoint Elisha to replace you. You know what he did? He anointed Elisha to replace him. And he didn't do the other two things. Two out of three things, 66.6% of the things that he was told to do in an audible voice from God, Elisha didn't do it. And you can prove he didn't do it, because in 2 Kings chapter 8 and chapter 9, his successor, Elisha, anointed Hazael to be king over Syria and anointed Jehu to be king over Israel. He wouldn't have done it if Elijah had done it. Elijah just checked out. He was depressed and discouraged, and he didn't fulfill God's will for his life. A man who saw the first person raised from the dead, A man who saw food miraculously provided and multiplied. A man who called fire down out of heaven and consumed a sacrifice. A man who turned an entire nation to God, got caught up into himself, and because of it didn't fulfill God's purpose for his life. Two out of three things God told him to do, he failed to do. And I can spend a lot more time on it again. Get that teaching set on Elijah and it'll give you more detail. But you know what this did? It cost Naboth his life. Those of you that are familiar with the scripture, Ahab, who was the king who was supposed to be replaced by Jehu, Ahab went down and killed Naboth and stole his vineyard from him, a godly man. Naboth died because Elijah didn't fulfill what God told him to do. And then there was a drought and caused by the Syrians surrounding them, and the people got to eating their own dung. And they actually killed their own children and cannibalized their children because the drought was so bad, because Elijah didn't anoint Hazael to replace Ben-Hadad. Ben-Hadad is the king who did that, the one who shouldn't have been there if Elijah would have done what God told him to do. People died. There was terrible drought and severe things that happened because Elijah didn't obey God. Elijah didn't fulfill everything that God told him to do because he got caught up in pride. He took his attention off of Jesus, the author and the finisher of his faith. He quit operating in patience. You know, anybody can start, but it's how you finish that counts. Elijah missed it big time. And yet, you know, some people would think that God just rejected him. No, God still loved him. And you can read, this is one of the amazing things in Scripture. In 2 Kings chapter 2, Elijah, this man who failed to do two-thirds of what God commanded him in an audible voice, and because of it, many people died. This same man in 2 Kings chapter 2 walked with God so much that God came and took him up in a whirlwind to heaven, and he never died. He got translated up into heaven. And a chariot came and separated it between him and Elijah, and he was caught up into heaven. A man who failed. A man who wasn't everything that God wanted him to be. You know, God's grace will still be there for you. God still loves you. It's not about you. You can still go to heaven without following God and doing everything He wants you to do, but we've got a purpose. We've got a job to do. Who knows what things would have been like if Elijah would have obeyed God and have not got into this self-pity? Who knows what miracles could have come through him? We don't know. It's hard to tell what might have happened. It's hard to tell. You know, we've now had 50 million plus babies aborted in the United States that have been counted. New York and California aren't forced to count their abortions. And so those are the ones we've counted. Who knows how many children have been aborted? Who knows what they could have done? Who knows what God's plans for them? Who knows what kind of politicians we would have had that have been murdered? Musicians we've had, scientists, lawyers, doctors. Who knows what we've missed? It's hard to tell. We're going to have to wait until we get on the other side before we understand fully what happened. But, you know, here's another thing to consider. Who knows what would have happened if ministers would have fulfilled their course and instead of 80% quitting within 5 years, and then 80% of the ones who are still there after 5 years being depressed and discouraged, what would happen if they knew how to operate in patience and look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith? And if every person who started the race was still in the race and still doing what God told them to do, who knows what that would have done? Who knows what our situation would have been like? Who knows how many John Wesleys and George Whitfields and Billy Grahams we would have had if people just were able to follow through? There's a lot of people that start, but there's not a lot of people that finish. I'm telling you, finishing is more important than starting. And you've got to learn how to fulfill God's will and patience. All of these verses that I've brought out today, it's through faith and patience that you inherit the promises. You have to look unto, you have to run with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. You got to start walking and not take your attention off to the right hand or to the left. You can't look at the wind and the waves and get into the grandstands arguing with the spectators. Stay on track. Do what God told you to do. Stay single-minded. Focus on Jesus. Have a relationship with Jesus that it doesn't matter if things are good or bad. You're still going to be focused on Jesus. Don't just seek Him when it's hard. Seek Him all of the time. Get to a place that you aren't just seeking God until you get relief, and then you'll go back to doing things your own way that got you into trouble in the first place. Just keep seeking Jesus. Make a commitment that you're going to love Him with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, and that you don't ever deviate from it, and you stay focused on God. I know what I'm saying is just, it is so different than most people. Most people go in spurts. You aren't going to win the race in spurts. It's going to have to be consistent. You're going to have to get to where you start and don't stop. Where you make a decision, I don't care what happens. If I pray for somebody and they fall over dead, I'm going to step over them and say, next. You make a decision that, praise God, I'm going to keep going. I am not going to change. And it takes some effort. This isn't for lazy Christians. You're going to have to seek God with your whole heart. But it's worth it, brothers and sisters. I haven't finished my course yet. But I've been at it for 42 years. 42 years, and I can truthfully tell you that I am more excited and just as committed to God as I was 42 years ago when God touched my life.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Fulfill God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries.
I'd like to remind you that today is the last day that we're going to make this product available to you. And I really believe it's important for you to get this. Now, we are going to continue to offer the whole album and the teaching, but the individual teachings we offer one at a time. And we do this for people who could not or would not send in an offering to get the entire teaching. We offer each individual CD in the set available one at a time. My partners have enabled me to do that. And today will be our last day to offer this individual teaching. So please listen to our announcer as he gives the information about how you can get these materials and then call or write today.
The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU18 titled Run with Patience when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.